Come on in to my house. It's Rosie on the house. This morning, it's the open line hour, where we clear the lines and you can give us a ring and let us know what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And let us put our remodeling and building experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Celebrating our 29th year on air, answering homeowners' questions every Saturday morning right here for you. Regardless of where you are in the great state of Arizona, call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We'll do everything we can to put our Arizona remodeling experience to work for you. Hey, I do have a little follow-up from last week that I think will apply to a lot of other people. So I'm going to jump onto that first. Jennifer, my wife, is call screening. So as you call that number, she'll get your name, what you'd like to talk about, and where you're calling from. Mike Reisch is our broadcast engineer, and he's making sure all the dials are set correctly. And then my son right off to my right here in studio with me, Romy Romero, who's been on my side building and remodeling for not all of those 40 years, but for about 26 of them. I didn't start dragging you out there till you were about 8 or 9, did I? Yeah. Huh? he's not declaring. Well, that's probably safe for child labor laws, for them to know not how early I had you out there. You were pushing a broom out there pretty early. I always told him he'd clean up in business. Nice. Hey, have you gotten our newsletter? Have you visited our website recently? We've done some serious upgrading and breaking it and putting it all back together. At rosieonthehouse.com, we email a newsletter out to homeowners that would like to be given notice of what we're going to cover each Saturday on the program, and as well cover offers and tips that you can't get anywhere else. This particular newsletter this week talks about 6 things you really need to know if you're considering shopping a new window package. And in fact, at 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have the experts on windows here, Pella, for the whole 10 o'clock hour, answering questions on windows and doors. There's a real science to it. Now, I'm on a campaign, and I need y'all's help to do this, okay? As a remodeling contractor in the Phoenix area, I'm out on about one sales call a day from homeowners who are looking to us to have some project estimated.
Now, when you say sales call, is this like your old boat that was named Job Site? Do you have a new toy we're not aware of?
No.
This is actually a real homeowner's house.
Yeah, when I'm leaving the office and I tell you I'm going on a sales call, that's not the name of my new boat. I'm actually going out on a sales call.
Just making sure.
And it's really not a sales call. It's kind of a design consultation where we get together and they let me know what they want to do. Listen, I will tell you that over half of all the jobs I'm seeing right now are people that were extremely smart and bought back in 2011 or 12 or 13. Well, some of these homes have now a 50% loan to value. There's a home in particular in Moon Valley they bought in 2010 for under $200,000, and they haven't done a thing to it, and it's worth almost $400,000 now. So they've got this equity they want to mine back into the property. That house hadn't been flipped, so they're in great shape. For those of you buying houses, I always try and encourage you, buy one that has had as little remodeling done on it as possible. Buy it in as close to original condition as possible, because then you know with some amount of certainty that you don't have a lot of work there done out of permit, out of code. A lot of flipped homes got flipped by a lot of out-of-state and in-state investors. The work was, all they did really, Romy, is they just put lipstick on a pig. They ripped out the old rotten carpet, and they put in new carpet to make it smell good. They painted it. Well, that's fine, but it's when they started remodeling the kitchen with knockdown cabinets that come in a box that get screwed together, that they had to move some electrical outlets. Maybe they had to move some plumbing outlets. And none of that was permitted. I can assure you, almost 100% of the time, none of it's up to code. And these people now that I'm going out to visit with them are finding out that, hey, not only was it not done with a permit, it wasn't done to code, and the city wants us to bring it all up to comply before we can start the new project. If you've been victimized by a flipper, or if you have been flipped by a flipper, and you're having to incur cost to bring your house up to code, please reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and in the subject line, just put flipped. We're trying to assess and collect data on this. We're trying to find who were the serial offenders here, who were buying 30 blocks of homes, 30 and 40 and 50 homes at a time, and doing this. Those are the people we're going to track down. Now, we are not going to do a class action lawsuit. There is no money reward for you to get involved in this. It's just simply a collection of data and information that we can use if you've been victimized for you to step up and pay forward to the future home buyers of the community to protect them from also falling victim to the same thing. And I'll tell you, it's pretty hot out there right now. The residential remodeling index nationally is above where we were in 04, 05, and 06, which is the highest it had ever been at. So we are now 5% busier than we were at the busiest time in history.
Doesn't seem like it.
Buyer beware. It doesn't until you're out there every day.
Yeah.
And you, boy, you get out there every single day, and there's trash bins and tarps and lumber deliveries and site protection fencing. And I mean, all you have to do is drive out to Roe v. Dairy right there past Alliance Lumber, you know. 8 years ago, that was an empty parking lot. Now it's stacked with so much lumber.
It is full of lumber.
It's got so much lumber, you're not even room for the forklift anymore. So, I mean, it's really, really crazy. And I don't know anybody in the Rosie on the House Contractor Referral Network that wouldn't hire a trained individual in that particular trade. So if you're a tradesperson and you're looking to maybe upgrade your career, regardless what trade you're active in, go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You'll find the best of the best contractors and employers in the entire state. And you want to upgrade your career, give those guys a call and let them know, hey, we're looking. I'm looking at Rosie on the House Remodeling. I'm looking for a couple of handymen. I'm looking for a superintendent. We are stretched absolutely to the max right now. So we're very grateful for that, but...
I will say, based on the email and the forums and talking to our partners, everyone is busy. It just doesn't seem like there's that. Maybe it's just I can't relate it to that 2007 because there's not like this frenzy.
Oh.
There was like almost a frenzy at that time, and it's busy now, but it doesn't seem like there's this frantic rush.
Well, back then you were in it. Now you're on the other side of the office. Kind of in another career dynamic. But out there on the street, it's busy. You call and try and get something done, and I mean, it's I can't get there for a couple of days. I mean, these are from your very best guys that you could count on. So y'all hang on. It's going to be busy here for a little while. I want to encourage y'all. We were talking about the website a little while ago at rosieonthehouse.com. We've posted some new videos there that you really ought to get on and watch. There are three that are great do-it-yourself tips that you can do at your own home, and there are videos, so it demonstrates it for you. We're going to be producing a lot more videos. We've got the question and answer section of the website where we have written out answers for all the questions we've received here on the show the last 29 years, but now we're putting them in videos, so it'll be an easier way for you to be able to log on and watch how to secure your front door, how to secure your double French doors, what to look for in a good security screen door that you're going to put on your front door. Those are just three of the newest videos we've got at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Well, we've asked you to call in. A number of you have. Jackie, Amber, Bob, Jennifer's been through about 8 phone calls just to get these 3 up and posted. We have a couple lines if you'd like to jump on and ask us a question. Romy, let's go ahead and get down to Tucson and welcome Jackie into the conversation. Good morning, Jackie.
Yes, I had a question. We are getting ready to, we want to put down laminate flooring over tile, and I don't want to chip the tile out because we've done that before and it's a huge mess, and I don't want to do that again. So we wanted to get the laminate wood planks because we were told not to put tile on top of tile.
Okay.
So just wanted to get your opinion on putting laminate wood planks down over tile. And then the house was built in 1958. And so we have like these 6-inch, you know, like pink tiles. I'm assuming they're original tile. So I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Okay. Well, wherever you're buying that laminate wood floor, you certainly want to visit with them. I'm going to tell you it's doable. I'm going to tell you you may have to increase the underlayment between the tile and the laminate flooring. But, Jackie, I'm sorry to tell you that if it was me at my house, I'd go through the mess. I'd go through the agony. I'd go through the dust. I'd go through the sore knees. I'd go through the dirt in your eye dilemma of tearing out all the old tile. Get it down to a clean concrete slab and start from there. Without that, laminate flooring is going to sound kind of hollow. It may even start picking up the ripples in the tile surface. So there you go.